Now, earlier on, we had a few problems getting hold of our man of nautical nature. It's Alan from Tempo FM. He's out and about on a narrow boat, and he's currently operating umpteen number of locks. Currently, I believe in the, I think it's in the Warwickshire area, Hatton Locks area, actually. Good afternoon, Alan and crew.
Yes, good afternoon, Steve. How are you doing there?
Oh, very well here, basking in the sunshine, which I believe you two are.
Well, yes, it's positively boiling here. So greetings from the Narrowboat Olive this time.
Olive.
This is the one we're on, Narrowboat Olive. We are halfway up the flight of Hatton Locks, which is a flight of 21 giant double locks. And I was doing the steering earlier. Now I'm doing the lock opening. I'm trying my hardest, one-handed, to open a big sluice gate at the moment, which I'm doing, so excuse the punting, the puffing and panting. But we've done very well. We've got 33 locks to accomplish today. We're hoping to get to the top in time to stop and watch the football. At least that's the plan. And we might even reward ourselves with a magnum.
Oh,
so that's the current plan at the moment.
Excellent. So your journey is a bit of a journey. It's all around the place, isn't it? It's all around the country almost. Well, the Midlands and the South.
Yeah, well, we started yesterday lunchtime at South Rugby, and we're heading along. We've been through Leamington Spa and Warwick. We hope to get up as far as Kingswood Junction. Tomorrow we hope to get down to Stratford-upon-Avon, where we're going to join the River Avon, where we're going to be swept downstream at high speed into Tewkesbury, and then on the River Severn, and we have to go down to Gloucester Docks, which is apparently historic, and, you know, like to, so we think that should be good. Then we're going to head up north again to Stourport and on to Wolverhampton and then into Birmingham. So, all in all, I think it's going to be quite a busy trip.
I've got to say, it's here, there and everywhere. How long is it going to take?
It's going to take a fortnight. We've got to get the boat back, as I say, in another 13 days. We had a good time yesterday. We made record time up to a place called Long Itchington, where we moored overnight, and we went to a very nice pub there where we drank far too much ale. But it is one of those sort of things that you have to do on board, isn't it?
You drank far too much ale, surely not.
I'm afraid we did. Yes, we did. Yes,
and
I'm afraid we did.
Talking of ale and rations, is it still pork pie this time round?
It is, but we only have one pork pie, and we felt so hungry at lunchtime that we've devoured the whole lot.
Oh.
So we're currently pork pie-less, which is a bit of a problem. So if there is anybody in the Warwickshire area who's close to Hatton Locks that knows where we can get a pork pie, or perhaps can even bring one to us, that would be greatly appreciated.
They can roll it down the towpath for you.
Yeah, because it is staple narrowboating food. Without that, I mean, there's just no hope, really, of completing the mammoth task that we've got to do over this next fortnight.
But I would suggest maybe the ice lollies might be better in this weather for the moment, bud.
Yeah, there might be. There might be. I'm looking up to the top of this flight. It looks a long, long way away to get to the very top. But last time we came up here, there was an ice cream shop at the top. So that's probably what we're going to do, and get an ice cream that we can cool ourselves down with, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, I expect you're overheating in the studio there, are you?
It's very warm here, and the computer's having all sorts of issues, I tell you. It's sticking, it's doing all sorts here, you see. Doesn't like the warm weather, I don't think.
Well, I like the warm weather, but it's going to be burning time, I think. I'm going to have to watch out. Lots of the sunblock. Right, well, the lock is almost full. I'm leaning on my... Oh, yep, it's just about opening, yep, one gate. So I'm now pushing the gate open so that we can go forth onto about another 11 of them.
Good lord. How long is it going to take you to get through the Hatton Locks, then?
Well, we started at 12:45, so what we've been doing in an hour and a half, and we're about halfway up, so it's a little while. So the engine room's just going past with me on the tiller. Hi, Neil. Okay. He's all right.
He's still there, that's all right.
He's still there in the engine room, working hard.
Good stuff.
We've got Ron is ahead of us. He's going ahead, setting the locks up.
All right, yes.
Getting them ready and opening one of the gates so that we can just fly through at sort of warp speed.
Of course, warp speed. Even better.
Yeah,
and hopefully...
That'll be the idea. Right, well, we'll close this gate, which is now closing, and I better see if I could close this gate now that the boat's gone. A bit of conking and clonking here. But this is very hot, very hard work in the hot weather, I have to admit. Really is. But one of those things, it has to be done.
Well, absolutely.
It?
I was going to say, you need to be careful, though, because I'm just looking here at a note from Bill Baker here at the radio station. Obviously, our man of Baker's Dozen. This can be heard here on your radio every Monday evening between the hours of 8 and 9. Now, Bill has been on a cruising holiday, you see. He's been away on a cruise.
Yes, yes.
And he says he's relieved to be back safely at home because their cruise ship was hit by an oil tanker.
Yes, he told me the story. It sounded horrific, yes.
I mean,
we don't do anything quite like that. We're much safer. Although we travel at warp speed, we try not to have collisions.
Absolutely.
You do occasionally get other boats with very inexperienced crew, you know, but we have to make allowances for them. But other than that, right, I'm just getting up to the next log now. So, yes, it sounded a bit horrendous, didn't it? Have you had the full story from Bill?
No, we haven't had the full story yet, so just a wee email here that just mentions that fact, that's all.
Goodness. We're all boaters, you see, associated with this radio station. I mean, it is an important feature. I understand you were out on a boat in Scarborough the other day.
I was. I was in Scarborough yesterday, but I wasn't on any boats yesterday, you see. So
no boats.
I avoided that. It was Armed Forces Day yesterday, so out and about for Armed Forces Day yesterday.
Oh, right.
Here, there, and all around.
Well, Narrowboat Olive is now safely in the next lock, and I'll just close the gates. And I'm now going to walk up to the... Sorry, I'm a bit out of breath about this. Up to the next sluice gate, which takes 22 turns of the handle to open them, because I've counted them so many times. And then you have to... Right, so these are always a bit stiff because they were...
There we go, done it. So, just out of interest, you're talking about watching the match this afternoon. Where's your mooring point for the evening?
We're hoping to get to a place called Kingswood Junction.
Right.
It's quite an ambitious target, particularly if we stop for 2 hours to watch football. We probably won't make it. But we do know there is an establishment there where we may be able to top up our fluid levels.
Yes.
Which is important.
And pork pie.
There's this extreme narrowboat. Well, I don't know about pork pie.
No.
We didn't have gammon last night. Does that count?
Well, you can have a ploughman's. That normally comes with pork pie on it.
Yeah, that's true, but we need bigger portions than
that. Right,
you know, not these little portions, not us narrowboaters.
Of course. Okay, well, this afternoon, any predictions for the score this afternoon? We are asking everybody who's on the air today.
Well, 2-1, I would say.
To who?
or should I say 3-0?
Oh, 3-0. To whom, though?
No.
You're not saying, all right.
I don't know. Well, we don't know whether the boat on board... Oh, all right, we've just got that gate open now. Right, we don't know, in fact, whether our little flat-screen telly on the boat is actually going to be good enough to pick up signals. It's sometimes a bit difficult. I don't know if there's a pub at the top which has got a big screen telly on, but I bet if there is, there will be extreme pressure from the other members of the crew to moor up instantly and make a head into there.
Well, there is a pub that overlooks the Hatton Locks. It's just on the flight path to Birmingham Airport, is Hatton Locks. If you actually look above you, you'll probably see a number of planes turning at some point, I think, if I remember right.
There's one in the sky now.
There you go.
I can't see it.
Yes.
But yes, that's about where it is. So, yeah, Kingswood Junction is where we're heading to. It's pretty close to Solihull, so we're getting even closer to Birmingham Airport.
Good stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, Alan... So, sorry, thank you for your time this afternoon, and to all the crew, and good luck for the rest of the locks and the journey.
Right, okay, well, thank you very much, and I will hopefully keep you posted as to what our progress is.
Absolutely.
On this perilous journey through the Warwickshire and, you know, countryside that we've got to make.
And if people are interested, is it www.theeverards.co.uk for your blog?
Yep, that's it. I have updated it from yesterday. I didn't put down how many pints we drank last night.
No.
It's not really appropriate. We didn't want to upset any of the listeners.
Of course not. Absolutely, of course. Okay, well, Alan, have a great afternoon.
We certainly will. We certainly will. Now, Neil's jumped off the boat and opening the lock, which is my job.
Oh, right. Right. Well, I'll let you get back to it. I don't want to accuse you of...
He says that I'm too busy gassing.
Oh, good Lord. I don't want to...
I think the lock gate needs a bit of oiling.
All right. you'll need a bit of oiling when you get to the top, you know. A couple of liquid oiling refreshments, yes.
Pretty good idea.
Exactly. Okay.
Squeaking going on
there is, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Alan, we'll speak to you soon.
Morlock.
Oh, sorry. Four locks.
Is Morlock.
More. Yeah. More and more.
Morlock. More and more, yeah.
Okay, Alan, have a great afternoon.
We will. Thank you very
much. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, there we go. Alan, our man out and about, in the locks and beyond. It's 10 to 11.